Tribal leaders are gathering interested parties, including state and federal officials, in the village of Allakaket to discuss the state's proposed road into the Ambler Mining District. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Upper Koyukuk River people are concerned about impacts to subsistence resources by the road and mining development it would bring.
The Parnell Administration Roads to Resources project would run 200 miles west off the Dalton Highway into remote country south of the Brooks Range, passing near the village of Allakaket. Tenarnaw Chiefs Conference Executive Board Member and Allakaket Second Chief P.J. Simon says there are a lot of concerns about the road.
We've passed resolutions through the city and the tribe of Allakaket against this road just because we feel it's irresponsible development and it'll harm so many populations of game animals and also disrupt the flora and fauna of the Southern Brooks Range, which I feel is the lungs of the planet, the boreal forest.
Representatives from numerous state and federal agencies, as well as tribal and environmental organizations and construction contractors, are slated to come to Allakaket to talk about the proposed road project. Simon cites specific concerns about effects on Yukon River salmon stocks, whitefish and already declining caribou herds, as well as general impacts to valued wilderness.
We have floaters from all over the world float the Allakaket, the Koyukuk rivers, and also the Alatna River, and we're okay with that. They're okay with that. You know, the last pristine area in the United States of America, in my opinion.
Simon says area villagers are also worried about the state spending money on a road during tight budgetary times. The state estimates it'll cost between $190 million and $300 million to build the Ambler Road, but Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority spokesman Karsten Rodvik says none of it'll come from the general fund.
We anticipate that this is going to be a 3P or a public-private partnership undertaking, and whereby we would work with the private sector to finance, design, construct, and operate the proposed access road. The cost for the road development and maintenance would be paid by tolls from road users.
ADA is shepherding the Ambler Access Road, a project Rodvik says fits the state corporation's role as a facilitator of economic development. The road would traverse a mix of state, federal, and native corporation lands to access a region Rodvik says private industry is interested in developing.
The Ambler Mining District is an area that has rich mineral resources, including copper, zinc, lead, and gold. The area has been identified as a high-value resource area for many decades, and exploration has occurred in several areas. There are a number of known large prospects, including the Arctic, Bornite, Sun, and Smucker prospects.
Rodvik says the single-lane gravel road would be limited to industrial use, including by companies that could truck fuel and goods to some area communities, depending on the finalized route. Rodvik, who's scheduled to be in Allakaket, says the state is there to listen and answer questions. He says ADA has held over 30 of its own public meetings and plans to apply for a federal environmental impact statement for the Ambler Road later this year. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.